Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio at the Torino Film Festival. We are here with Harry Steinmetz. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
Director of We Are Fine, which in German is?
Uns geht es gut.
Okay, because I have you say it because I would be never being able to do it. Yeah. Well, your movie is really strange, if we can say it, in a good way, of course, not in a bad way. And it's really beautiful to watch. It's really like glamorous and aesthetically astounding. Beginning to talk about this aspect, how did you work on the aesthetics of the film? Because it looks like there was a lot of work behind that.
To start with, I was doing, first of all, studying painting in Germany. So I was going to do this 5 years, and then I go into the site to make films. So I come from this background of image, and therefore, for me, it's very important how the image tells a movie. So.
Which actually it is, in this case specifically. The aesthetics is of the looks of the film, and it's also of the looks of the characters, because every single actor is beautiful in its way, and this beauty is used a lot to create sensations and also kind of a sensuality that goes all over the movie. Just to tell briefly the story, is this group of young kids. Mm-hmm. There are 7 episodes, let's say 7 little stories within the big story that happened to these kids during the summer, let's say. But those are not like normal, let's say, normal kids, because what happens to them is always like kind of extreme. So how did you come with this specific plot?
Yeah, for me,
because it's a story that is not a story. It's like different 7 different small stories within a big one.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it was this intention to tell something. On the surface, it's much about violence in the end and about sexual tension. So, but for me, the story was much more about forgiveness. So, we are very easy to forgive ourselves when we do something bad, mm-hmm, to somebody, but it's even much more harder than for us than if somebody do some bad stuff to us. So that's the idea I was starting from.
And listen, I was really curious about you don't tell us anything about those kids. You don't tell us anything about where we are. There is no connection about a specific historical period or moment or region. It's like everything is really vague. It's like stepping into a dream, you know, where you don't have any kind of connection or any kind of references. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose that? Did you want us to be like kind of stoned by what we are watching, or there was another reason behind that?
Maybe it was about not to give to go much too much in the reality, to be concentrate on the energy and on the longing of the group, .
You use this narrative structure of episodes instead of telling us like a huge, like a complete story. Mm-hmm. Why did you use that, and what was the motive of choosing those specific little stories that you told?
Maybe to start with, it was for me a book I didn't wrote it myself, so mm-hmm, it was the first time I was doing a book which I didn't write, and a lot there was a lot talking in the script before, and we did a lot of casting before, though. After I find the group, we go to the countryside and did 2 weeks of rehearsals. So, and starting with rehearsals, I really realized that it doesn't work out with all the talking. And so I going to change and look and try for to find some images, some scenes which I didn't write in the book. So, but it's transfer the atmosphere and the fight and the struggle of the group. Mm-hmm. So it was going to from the very talky script. It was going through me. I was doing my vision of a film.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So you use your artistic upbringing to that. Actually, the strongest scenes are those where there are no dialogues, in fact. So, and how did you work with the actors in order to make them so intense without talking?
Yeah. Interesting it was that once they met after casting and once we're doing the rehearsals, there was really a strong energy. And this energy stayed. Also, the camera went off, so they lived together in this kind of hotel the whole time together. And a lot of stuff happened behind the camera. So I have to try hard that all this energy, which already happened in the group, comes to in front of the camera. Mm. And yeah,
has the film been released in Germany yet?
No, it was will be in end of January next
year. The journey. So you, the first reactions from the audience that you had were here.
Sorry, what do you mean?
The first reactions from the audience that you get are from the Torino screening, or has the film been screened?
Yeah, in Zurich.
Zurich. Yeah. And how did the audience react? Because I'm curious about that, because it's not an easy movie to watch.
Yeah, it was really divided. Yeah. It was some like it a lot, and almost a lot of doesn't like it so well. So it was not in the middle. So,
so either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
And which were the main criticism that you get?
Let me think. A lot of reaction was about that it's. Too hard, and you don't have too few possibilities to fit into the actors and into the figures, and it's too oppressed against the audience, so it doesn't connect to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it can be understandable, but I mean, I think it's a move that you need to let yourself go in and keep and let the movie bring you wherever it wants to bring you. Okay, thanks a lot Henry. Yeah. For having been with us. Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.